Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah says like this, Ve'elu hein shematziu noisam benafshon. These are individuals that it is permitted to kill them, to stop them, or save them from committing a terrible crime. Harodef achar chaveru lahargo. Somebody who's chasing after his friend to kill him. And they warned him, stop. But he continues to chase after him. It's permissible to take his life to save the victim. Achar hazchur, or somebody who's chasing after a man to rape another man, and the man is running away from him, it's permissible to kill the chaser. Ve'achar hanar hamorasa, or somebody who's running after a betrothed girl, or any of the forbidden relations to rape them, it's permissible to kill the rapist. Aval says the Mishnah, Harodif achar habehema, somebody who was pursuing an animal to perform bestiality with it. Vamechalel etz haShabbos, someone sees someone about to violate the Shabbos. Ve'over avodah zarah, or someone who's about to serve idols. Ein matzion osam benafshon, even though Shabbos, serving idols, are considered pillars or foundations of the Torah, it is prohibited to kill them. Rather, one warns them, and after they've committed this terrible crime, they're brought to the court and they're put to death. The main difference, obviously, between the first case is where it's permitted to kill the chaser versus the latter cases, which it is prohibited, is that there's a victim. When there's a victim, to save the victim, it's permissible to eliminate the chaser. But when there is no human victim, it's just between man and God, then in that situation, one is prohibited from stopping the fellow. And later on, they need to be brought to court and then ultimately be brought to justice. There are actually many different practical applications of a rodef, someone who's chasing after somebody to kill him. It doesn't only have to be that they're chasing after them with a gun. There was a very, very famous case in the 1970s of Siamese twins that were born. And one of the twins was really kind of latched onto the other one. The other one had hit the heart, the chambers of the heart more or less were inside of one of the babies, and the other one was kind of leeching off of them. And there was a question if it's permitted to perform a surgery to separate the two, because if one didn't perform the surgery, they both would die. If one did, it would kill one of them, but the other one would at least have a chance of surviving. And after much deliberation, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the greatest halachic decisor of his times perhaps, decided that it was permissible to kill the baby that was latched onto the larger baby, because it's like a rodef, it's like someone who's trying to kill someone, even not intentionally perhaps. And in that situation, they did separate them, and the second baby survived. Later on, it passed away from complications of something else. But he did permit, in that situation, for baby B to be saved, because baby A was considered like a rodef or a pursuer. There are many other applications in Jewish law with this as well. But that will suffice for today. Wishing you an amazing day.